Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your handicapped host, James Cox. And I have, I guess we're friends now, you know. So these friends of mine came were on our episode 303. So go back there after you listen to this one. We have Mission Road, Christina Alexander, and Elliot Simon of Mission Road. And they are on the track to winning a few or all of the awards this year. Hopefully, right? So, So
your lips to God's ears.
That's right. Because y'all have, I think, at least 9 nominations, correct?
We have 6 at the 6. International Songwriter Association.
Yeah.
But we also have 2 Josies that were nominated.
That's right.
For.
Yeah. Because on your Facebook, it says, I guess these are the things for this year, the nominations are entertainer, vocalist, rising star, band of the year, single of the year, songwriter of the year, duo of the year, musician of the year, and emerging artist. So those are some heavy duty nominations. So yes, I'm glad.
And then with the Josies, I'm up for country vocalist of the year.
That's right. Yeah.
Female country vocalist.
Yes. And we are up for duo of the year.
Yeah. Duo / group.
Yes, because I think last time I interviewed y'all, it was just y'all two, right?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have and now y'all have a full backing band with y'all, correct?
Yes.
Yes, we do. And we'll be opening the festivities at the International Singer-Songwriter Association with our full band.
Right, yeah. So that's the 3-night event, June the 3rd through the 5th?
The full band is going to perform for the during the CMA Fest.
Oh, okay.
Nashville.
Okay, perfect.
That's in early June. The ISSA Awards ceremony is in late August.
Okay.
So we leave for Nashville on Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday, yeah. I'm still heading towards Nashville. I don't know when. You know, it's all wrapped up in litigation here. But who knows when I'm gonna go to Nashville. But yes. But before that, I looked on your Facebook and it said you're going to do a 3-night event, June 3rd through the 5th at Millennium Hotel Maxwell House.
Yes.
That's in Nashville, Tennessee. And all 3 nights, you're going to start performing at 5:45, correct?
No, it was at the time was changed actually to 4:50.
Okay. So I moved back a little bit, but not much. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's always a moving target because
it is.
It's chaotic and hectic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you never know with music industry. It always changes, you know, here or there.
Yes. We've gotten used to that.
Yeah. Almost used to it. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your backing band for a minute or two, because I'm interested to know how that came to be and why y'all decided to get a backing band as opposed to y'all two together alone, you know.
Well, we perform as a duo, but there are some venues where they require a full band. They like to have a little dancing, and they like to have a fuller sound. And so we do have a backing band. You want to introduce our band to
So we have a bass player. His name is Paulie Coconuts. He has been a very dear friend of mine since 2018. Back then, I was a lead singer of a rock band, and Paul was our bass player. And so we brought him on in the Mission Road as to be our bass player, and he does a great job. And he's a funny guy. He's a really funny guy.
Polly
I
Coconuts.
took it does right, you know, with a name like that. What else do you expect?
Right. He writes a lot of his own songs that are pretty comical. Then we have
Even funny.
they are funny. He has one song that he wrote about getting married in a wedding chapel inside of Walmart.
There you go, right?
Right.
That could probably happen because I think that, well, can that be possible? Because you have like Las Vegas and they have like everything under the sun there, so
And Walmart already offers every other service and might as well offer marriages too, right?
Might as well, yeah.
And then we have the newest member to our band. His name is Drew Broom. He's been playing drums all of his life, and he does a dang good job, and we're excited to have him. And then we have a couple different pedal steel players that we use. You want to talk about them?
Well, yeah, that's kind of like a work in progress because we've gone through several pedal steel guitar players because we're a country band, and so we're currently working with a guy named Ozzy. His name?
Not Ozzy Osbourne, but Ozzy.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
He's a darn good player. He in the studio with us a couple of weeks ago, laying down tracks, and we really like what he's done.
Yeah, we're working on our next album or EP, so exciting things.
Yeah, we are super busy.
And I think that y'all have the busiest manager alive with Kane Gordon. I see him posting. Mission Road is here. Mission Road is there. I mean, he loves y'all, and y'all love him because you took him on the road with him, with you, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, Caden's a wonderful guy, and we're so blessed to have met him. He is great at networking with people, and he's really introduced us to quite a few nice opportunities. And he's terrific at promoting. And so we, hi, Caden.
Hi, Kaden.
We'll be seeing him on Sunday when we get to Nashville.
Safe travels, kiddo.
Speaking of, well, not speaking of them, but y'all have a new song called "Take My Hand," and I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
Could you tell us some like hidden gems behind that song?
Oh, wow. Well, I wrote that a few years ago, and it was just about, I was kind of at the end of my rope. I had just broken up with somebody that was pretty important to me at the time. And I just said, I give it all up to you. And that would be, of course, God. And I said, take my hand and I will follow you. So that's how that song, that was the inspiration for that song. So you can't go wrong being inspired by God.
No, not at all. And as the singer, of course, it's my job to make it come alive. And so I think I had talked a little bit to you in our last interview that I had, I'd went through some very troubled times in my life, and I was depressed and very sad, and I just gave it all to God. I said, God, please take the wheel on my life because I no longer have control over my own life. Like, I need for you to drive. And he did. And so he led me to where I am.
There you go.
An interesting thing about that song is it remained unfinished for a long time. And that talking part is new in that song. So that's, I've never recorded it. Christina and I have been working together for 4 years. And I didn't even consider that song for us. And then one day I was going through my files, and I saw the song, and I said, maybe I can do like it, this song just feels unfinished. So I sat down and I finished it, and I think I really liked the way it turned out, and I love the way Christina sings it. So.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites to perform.
Yeah. Speaking of Christina, I was listening to our interview last time, last night, and to bring everybody up on focus, Christina was a lead singer of a rock and roll cover band, correct?
Yes.
So you did not really like singing rock covers. You're more like a country girl, which I love because I love country the most, So, talking about God and Jesus, right? Did you find back then that rock wasn't your style because of what the rock and metal industry was turning towards about? Like Satan and everybody and I mean, did you not find like just in that?
Well, when I joined the rock band, it was supposed to be we'll play some rock and roll, classic rock and roll songs, and incorporate a lot of country because I went in there saying, listen, I want to sing some country music. I'm a country girl. This is where my heart is. And I decided to join that band because it was my first opportunity into working with live musicians. And I learned how to go out and gig, and I got a lot of experience singing in front of people. And so when I realized that that band just wasn't for me because it wasn't the music that I wanted to sing. I wanted to sing country. So they told me, yeah, you can do country, but then when you don't really do much country, I wasn't happy. And so
Well, I mean, you got to do what makes you happy,
that's right.
And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you're working with Elliot here.
Yeah, well, the story of us getting together musically is in probably in the last interview that we did with you.
Yes, sir.
And she that when she came to the rehearsal studio and we started jamming, and the songs that she was picking to sing were country songs, and she said, "That's what I want to do." And I said, "Well, I love country music. Let's do it." And she at first was incredulous. She said, "I can't believe it, but let's see where it goes." And lo and behold, we are a country duo and a country band.
There you go. I love y'all for that. Yeah, because you gotta do what feels right to you. Like I love rock and metal like some, but country just speaks from the heart with that,
The
Yeah, so
stories.
inborn, and plus my parents raised me and my sister on country. So, oh, speaking of this, since I have y'all on, I think what you said that y'all really loved Patsy Cline last time, right?
Yes.
Patsy, okay.
You got a very good memory.
Thank you. Well, I tried to, right? I'm 45, so here's me, knocking on wood that I won't lose my brain. But I have met Patsy Cline's cousin. So
Oh, my.
if y'all want me to get in contact with her and get in touch with her about you, I can
I
certainly do
would
that for
love
you.
that.
Yeah,
As a
'cause she's
matter of fact,
great.
on our album, so our album, we were working on our album the last time that we had an interview with you. On the back of it, there's our rendition of Crazy, on the back of the CD.
There you
So,
go. Yeah, life just
Patsy.
works. Life is strange. I totally forgot about that song on your album, but look at that.
And sometime later on this year, I think in September, we're going to be doing a Patsy Cline tribute show, you
Oh, yeah.
know, because she was born on September 8th.
Yeah.
So we do a show almost every year now that includes stuff from Patsy Cline and Don Williams.
Okay, yeah.
Because he died on September 8th and Patsy Cline was born on September 8th.
That's wild and crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Elliot, so we learned about the song "Take My Hand," and you said that was the old song that you brought back to life. Is
Yeah.
there other songs in your, I guess, cupboard or wherever you keep the old songs around that you think that can come back to life now as opposed to back then? I mean, because I mean, Christina is like a, you know, wonderful singer, and I'm sure she can, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes to both of those questions, because I've written a lot of songs, and I'm writing new ones. In fact, Christina and I just finished a song that we wrote together, and it should be coming out on our next album. But yeah, this whole experience, you know, of having joined together with Christina to form our group, she's the one I think that has brought the songs to life.
Aww.
And I mean, when we went into the studio to record the first album, I didn't know what to expect. And she had never been in a recording studio before. So yeah,
Yeah.
so and I kept saying, okay, well, why don't we try this one and why don't we try that one? And you know, and now I'm working on four or five different songs now, because and we're going to be working on them together, because it takes me quite a while to write a song.
Yeah. Well, I think you told me that "Take My Hand" was a song that you had before, and I guess you just had to tweak it, you know. So, how long does it normally take you then, as opposed to now, writing songs? Is it easier now, or a little bit like, you know?
It's always kind of an excruciating process for
Oh
me.
no, dude. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know what giving birth is like, but I'm talking about
Right, well, yeah. From the
from a
memory,
male.
but yeah. I don't know what it's like either, yeah. That's
Yeah, right.
but we tend to we wrote a song together, and it's called "Scrambled or Fried," and it's such a cute, fun, sassy song, and I really enjoyed recording it in the studio. But during the songwriting process, it was so much fun working with Elliot because I was coming up with some off-the-wall stuff, and
That's for sure.
Elliot just found the most finesse and appropriate way to take whatever I said and put it into the song. And so we were able to knock that song out pretty quickly, I think, because it was just two brains working together. And Elliot and I are so much alike in many ways that it just worked, it gelled.
I've never
So.
been comfortable with writing, co-writing songs,
Yeah.
but Christina is different. It's a different process, so it's I'm very happy, you know, and hopefully we can write a whole bunch of songs together, because
Yeah.
we have enough now for our second
Check
album.
it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's coming out in 2026.
Well, hopefully we can get that out, you know, by the end of the year.
Okay, so it's going to be a 2025 release.
Yeah,
Nice.
it should be.
Okay.
And because our first album came out in December of 23, so it'd be a 2 year, you know, 2 years between releases. That's pretty good. But you may be right. We may delay it. It just depends, you know.
And we're debating if we're going to release a full album or if we're going to release a 5-song EP first. So I think we're leaning more towards the 5-song EP, and then it will definitely be out this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, is there any chance, I know that not yet, you know, But is there any chance we can get y'all to do a Christmas album?
I would love to.
Do it, please, because I love Christmas tunes, and I think you're more.
Because we do a lot of Christmas shows. So we know like at least 100 different popular Christmas songs. I would love to do that.
Even if it's like a live album, live Christmas with Mission Road, that'd be epic, epically
Yeah.
awesome.
That's a very good idea. Well,
Hmm.
maybe we should put that up there on the
The
planning
to-do
board.
list, yeah.
I can see the wheels turning in your head.
Yeah, like Christina's 10 favorites or something.
Yes, or something like that. Just something, because I
Yeah.
love Christmas songs. I love Christmas. It just brings everybody together,
Yeah.
at least for like a month, and then everybody will stop hating each other for like
Ex
a while.
exactly. Because you gotta love everybody for like a week or two, and then
And
when it's
then just
like, okay.
the whole year they're like the Grinch,
Right.
So yeah, so
Yeah, that's right.
exactly.
Oh my
So like I
goodness.
said before, we interviewed you at least 2 or 3 years ago. So is there anything new or different that you learned from those years up until right now?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Brent, I would love to know it. I would love to know everything you know.
Well, we've definitely learned a lot about the music business. But as on our own personal music journey, I would have to say that I've learned how to sing better, and I work really hard on my vocals. And I'm not normally one that brags on myself, but when I listened to my first album and then I listened to some of the stuff that I've recorded just recently in the studio, there's a huge difference in my vocal ability. So just constantly working hard, and I've had a lot of growth, and I'm really proud of that.
Well, also the music business has changed a lot. Growing up, both of us, there was no streaming platforms and stuff like that. And that's a very, it's not that recent, but videos have been around for a long time, and so YouTube and all of that. But the music business is a lot more, I don't know, how should I say, fractured. It goes, there are niches, a lot of niches, and there's there are so many places to listen to music now. I mean, there's online radio stations like yours, and there's also Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and Tidal, and there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh yeah, and there's so many different streaming services. It's amazing. And then there's YouTube and Facebook and
Oh, that's true.
Instagram,
Instagram.
TikTok,
Yeah, it just goes
TikTok
on.
is like the main go-to with your doing music. It's all, it's weird,
Well, Facebook is how we met Kaden, by the way. We had put a song up on Facebook, and it got over 10,000 views. And there was a client of Cadence that heard it and liked it. And then, he and I started talking. And then he said, "Well, I know a guy that you might like in terms of working together in the music business."
Me, right?
Well,
Which is great.
he introduced us to Cadence.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, because I thought you were talking to Caden, and Caden's like, me, I can do it. Yeah, that'd be
Well,
great.
you,
Well, he does tend to do that kind of stuff, though. You're right about that.
Right. Yeah, Caden's awesome. I love Caden to death.
We all do.
But you're right about streaming. Like, oh, okay, so I kind of like am here for the streaming stuff, but I then again I'm not, because I always love physical CDs
We do
and yeah,
too.
your album, cassette
Hey,
tapes,
everybody.
vinyl records, yeah.
Hey,
But
everybody. You can order this on our website.
and the website is,
MissionRoadMusic.com.
yeah, it's Mission, hold on, I got it right here. MissionRoadMusic.com. Yes, we got,
Correct.
yeah, and I'll put it in the link below. Yeah, but if you're on the road, of course you're gonna listen to Spotify, Apple Music, because it's on your phone. But when you're home, I tend to listen to CDs, cassettes, vinyl records, because I love physical media, you know. Because you can't pull a booklet out of like thin air and read it, you know. I love the booklets. I love the inner stuff, you know.
I
That's
do
it.
too.
Yeah.
I've got a good vinyl and collection.
Yes, you do.
I never bought that many downloads, but I have CDs and vinyl.
There
Used
you
to have
go.
cassettes, but they wear out.
They do. So we do have at least three more questions for you, but we love you and want you to come back anytime you want to again to talk to us about anything you want. Before I ask you that, last time I just want to make sure this is still the same, okay? Last time I asked y'all who is the king and queen of the country, and Elliot, you agreed with me saying Reba is, but Christina said Shania Twain. Is that still true? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but kind of, sort of, I
Well,
do, really.
it's interesting because in modern country,
I don't think that anymore.
in modern
No.
country,
Okay.
For very good reasons.
okay, can we hear him?
I mean, sure. So, the queen of country music, obviously, is going to be probably Reba. And the reason that I'm changing is because Reba has such a, I mean, decades of hits and amazing songs that'll rip your heart out of your chest. And Shania, she had a really great run, in the 90s and 2000s, and she helped change country music into more of a country pop. And although I still love her music and stuff like that, you just don't really hear much of her anymore. So if we're going to go based on like length of careers, I'm going to have to go with Reba.
Well, actually, you know the singer that was first dubbed the Queen of Country is Kitty Wells.
Oh, okay.
We met her music director, and his network, National Broadcasting Network, gave us several awards, which was really
Yes.
nice. But today's Queen of Country, I'd have to go with Lainey Wilson right now.
In modern country.
Good pick. Holy crap, yes. That is excellent pick. She's killing it right now.
She has a knack for picking great songs, and that's really what it takes. I mean, not that she doesn't have a great voice, because she's quite a singer, but yeah, I mean, it's the material, and she writes. I think most of it she writes or co-writes. Yeah, very amazing talent, Lainey Wilson.
I love her song "Watermelon Moonshine." I think that's like
That's his favorite.
We
Amen to
had
that. I love that song to death, man.
yeah. It's great, and we do it sometimes live.
Really? Y'all got
Yeah,
to
we
record it.
cover. We cover. We haven't recorded it, but we do "Her Heart Like a Truck" song as well.
Y'all got to
Those
record that too. There's so many great things I want you to record, but I do want you to put out an album, take your time, polish it, whatever, but come out with the Christmas album, and then maybe we can get some Lainey Wilson covers or something, So,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't think I asked you this last time, but I'm going to ask you this time. We're going in a way back machine, okay? Let's go back to your 14, 15, 16 years of age, okay? I know
Oh
that's
boy.
way back for all of us, And so we're looking at each one of your rooms back when you were teenagers, right? Are we looking at any musical posters on the wall? And if so, who are you?
Ooh.
You can go first on this one. I would love to know what posters you had hanging up on your
Me
wall.
too, right?
Oh my goodness. I have to say though, when I was that age, I was still looking at
So Farrah Fawcett doesn't count. We can't say Farrah Fawcett because I've heard that before. So
Please, you mentioned her. She was on everybody's.
everything. Yes,
Oh my God.
She
She was
was man. She was
the
great back then.
heartthrob. You know, it's funny. I'd have to say I went back and forth between rock and country, so I would have to say it would have been Johnny Cash and the Beatles,
Good
which is,
picks. Yeah. I'd love the Beatles. Yeah.
yeah,
That, yeah.
everybody did. So yeah, I'm Merle Haggard, you know, and Willie Nelson.
You had all those posters on your wall?
No, but there was a Johnny Cash poster. There was even I hate to admit it, there was my goodness, what was his name? Oh, the guy who had that big whiny, oh, Bob Dylan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard he's got a great documentary out right now that I can't wait to
Yeah,
watch. Yeah.
right,
Yeah,
that's
which
right,
is right. Yeah.
that's right.
Christina, how about you?
Well, back at in those years of my life, I was into the boy band, so
Yeah.
I had a couple boy band posters up on my wall, and
Was
I
it NSYNC or Backstreet
it
Boys?
was both.
Oh, okay, yep, yeah, fair enough, right? Yeah.
It was
Yeah.
both.
Yeah.
And I kind of went through a stage of where I was, even though I loved country music, I was starting to get more into some pop music. So I had Mariah Carey hanging up on my wall, and I had Whitney Houston
Great
hanging
voices,
on my
yeah.
wall. And so between Patsy Cline, she was my all-time idol. But I started to appreciate the big voices, and so that's what I wanted. I
Yeah, you
always.
just jarred my memory because I did have a poster of Dolly Parton on my wall.
Of course you did.
Why not, right?
Hey, you
She
know?
do. She has a great voice too. Well, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's right.
And I think she just released their rock and roll album with some covers of rock and roll songs, So
I would
she's.
love to meet her. She's so cute and
Yeah.
feisty, and she's just like, she's a great businesswoman.
Actually, when she was in her teens, she was recording rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I've heard Kenny Rogers started out as a rock band with First
Yes.
Edition,
Yes.
and then he moved over to
They
country.
did a psychedelic song called I Just Dropped In to
To
See
see
What
what my yes, yeah.
My
To see what
Condition.
my condition was in.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you know a lot about the old stuff.
Yes, sir. Well, my Uncle Mike was a big time music fan, right? And every time that we went in the car to go anywhere, he always played the radio. He's like, James, who's this? Who's singing this? Who's singing that? Who's singing this? So I got used to all these songs, all of these members of the band, And he used to quiz me on First Edition, Kenny Rogers, and so I have like a multitude of useless music knowledge,
How
stored up in here. I can give you a whole lot of them if you want them. Jeez, yeah.
about
So I'm not good with math, but I'm good with music,
some?
So I guess that's the perfect thing for me to be good at is music.
I'm there, right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, to heck with the
Right. Yeah, because who uses that anymore,
math.
Nobody.
Nobody. They all use their phone.
Yep. Everybody. Yep. Yeah. Even mathematicians, I guess, So.
Yeah.
I don't have a
You don't
calculator.
have a calculator. Oh, come on. Yeah. But
I
you got a
find
phone,
that
right?
so
I
weird.
do.
See,
I do.
you got one right there. Yeah.
That's right.
I don't even know how that phone doesn't have a calculator. You'd have to like download an app or something, right?
I tried, but every time I tried to calculate on it, it would show me an ad.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord. Is it an Apple iPhone?
No, I have an Android.
Oh, see
Yeah.
that? See, Christina, that's why, because the
I'm
Apple.
against Android. I'm Apple all the way. I now own a beautiful new shiny Mac
Yes,
AirBook.
I'm on my Macintosh right now. Yeah.
I've jumped on the whole Apple side. I'm on the dark side of
We're coming
technology.
to you through a Mac.
There we go. Yeah, because I hate Android phones and I hate Spotify. Spotify's horrendous to
It
their
is.
artists. They're not paying them nothing.
I am with
Yeah.
you on that.
Yeah.
They make it, they stack the deck against
They
independent
do.
artists.
They
They
do.
really
Yeah.
do.
Apple Music and a lot more pays them real better than Spotify, but everybody goes to Spotify Not sure why,
I know. I don't
You
know.
have the same guitar that I have.
What, this
But
one
mine's
right
in
here?
red. Yeah, but
Yeah.
mine's red.
Oh, okay. This has no brand, so I bought this on eBay for $100.
Oh, well, looks just
So,
like my Ovation.
yeah. Did I just say, yeah, I got an Ovation. Nice. I can pretend it's Ovation, you know? Yeah, so that's
Looks
awesome.
identical.
Nice. I'm glad it is, you know? I love acoustic guitars, so I guess I'm a music hoard for guitars now, because I've had at least four now.
Yeah.
I got two Jacksons, one PRS, and right now this Ovation right here.
Oh,
Yes.
look at you
So
go.
I know, right? And when one
Yeah.
more is on the way, can't believe that. I got a Fender Thin Line series coming.
I own four
Yeah.
guitars
But I
too.
don't play guitar. I
Huh.
don't I don't know what
I
my problem
get
is. Yeah.
it. I have three acoustic guitars and an electric guitar, and I don't play
But you
guitar.
don't. There's something wrong with us, Christina. I mean, come
I
on.
We're collectors.
Yes, we're avid collectors now. Yeah, so
Yeah.
this will be my fifth guitar coming in. But I do have one more question for y'all, and then I'll let you go. I don't think I asked you this on the last one. Maybe I did. We're going to do a Mount Rushmore of your top four musicians of all time. Did I ask you this last time?
No.
Okay, yes.
We're gonna make a Mount Rushmore of our four
Oh God.
favorites.
Four favorite bands or artists. It could be anybody you want from any kind of genre. Rock, country, jazz, metal. I guess if you like metal, I don't know.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question because I like songwriters.
Yeah.
So in terms of songwriting, phew,
You can only pick
gosh,
four.
that's hard. Just four.
Yeah.
We can push you to five, but we're gonna stick with four right now.
All right.
If
All
you
right.
need the fifth one, we'll give you the fifth one.
Whose face deserves to be in stone?
Yes.
Well, if for me, it would be a Songwriters Hall of Fame. So you got to have Chuck Berry in there. You got to have, oh, I don't know.
Gotta have Willie.
Well, if it's is Willie, yeah, I could put Willie there.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash wasn't a songwriter. We have a dog over here named Johnny Cash, and
I love
he
it.
was just over here trying to tell me he needs the.
Yeah.
We have another dog over here named Minnie Pearl.
That's
Oh, I
right.
love that too. That's great.
So,
I love that too.
it'd be, I guess, Chuck Berry, Willie Nelson, all right, Johnny Cash, and maybe Ray Charles.
Okay. Good pick.
So
Great pick.
surprised you didn't pick Dylan or Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, well, Jerry Lee Lewis could be the fifth one. That was great.
We're gonna give him the fifth thing, and it's true. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's good.
that's right. Because we do a couple of his songs. Yeah.
Mine would be George Strait.
Gotta be, yeah.
Gotta be George Strait.
Gotta be.
It's gotta be Patsy Cline.
Okay.
It's got to be Loretta Lynn. And then I think I would actually choose Whitney Houston.
Great. Yeah. I still think that Whitney Houston has like the best vocals ever made,
Yeah, that was such a tragedy what happened to her.
I mean, I've listened to every album, including soundtracks that she put out, and I would just try to emulate her as a little girl,
Well,
so.
her really big hit was on the best-selling soundtrack of all time, The Bodyguard.
I will
Yeah,
always listen.
yes, The Bodyguard.
Which was written by Dolly Parton.
Really? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
because of this. Yeah, because
Yeah.
of her song in the. Well, I guess it would be considered Whitney Houston's song now, right? Or is it still Dolly Parton's? I Will Always Love You.
It's still
Yeah.
Dolly's song.
Okay.
She
Okay.
wrote
Yeah.
it.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah. Well.
Dolly
Yeah.
wrote it.
Okay. Yeah, but
But the
I think Houston did it a lot smoother and a lot more dramatically.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But
One,
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
don't. Go ahead.
I think we should put her Mount Rushmore and my Mount Rushmore together, and you get a really good balance. It's just so hard to pick four.
It is.
Oh.
It is. That's why the fifth one was floating around and everything.
It wasn't hard for me though.
No.
Because
I mean, you seem to be, this one, this one, this one, this one, which is great. I love that for you, So one more thing before I go. Christina, you mentioned Minnie Pearl, right?
Yes.
And something I want to ask both of y'all, since y'all are in the industry and heard so many of these, the best guitarist. Okay, now when you said Minnie Pearl, I instantly thought the best guitarist ever to this day will is and always be Roy Clark. Do you
That's a
agree,
great.
or do you? I mean, yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great pick. I
Yeah.
can't argue with that pick.
Right.
He's fabulous.
Okay.
I think that Brad Paisley and Keith Urban are
Okay.
just a little bit,
They're fantastic
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
But then so was Les Paul.
See, yeah,
yeah.
and he's
Yeah.
creator, yeah. So I don't know. I guess it's
I
all
named a
subjective,
guitar after him. I have a Les Paul.
right? They did,
Well,
I
they
get
named a guitar after Keith Urban too, and I have one.
yeah.
It's a collector guitar.
Oh, that doesn't count. Come on, man. Well, with everything, it's all subjective. So who knows who the ultimate guitarist is? Who knows who the ultimate singer is? I don't
There's so many great
know.
vocalists out there.
Yeah, so many great artists. It's
So,
amazing.
yeah. So,
I gotta tell
I.
you ask such great questions.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm
Yeah.
enjoying this interview so much.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Well, too bad it's over right now,
Oh,
Oh,
I
I thought we had an hour with you.
know. We went 40 minutes. You want to go another 20 minutes? I don't know what to talk about now,
No, we.
No. All right. Yeah. So I'll go give you a little bit of a shout out here. So everybody listening, go to music. No, music. Mission Road Music. That's hard to say. Because I almost fumbled it twice, y'all.
Yeah.
MissionRoadMusic.com. You can order their CD, and we have. I think we have. Do we have any like clothing stuff yet?
So if people want merch, we just got some merch, and it's not on the website yet, but they can email us. We've got
Okay.
hats and coffee cups and keychains and
Okay.
And we're,
Yeah.
or you, you can email us at missionroadduo
Duo. Right.
at gmail.com.
Yes.
And if you go to missionroadmusic.com, you can click on merchandise and you can buy their CD, All I Want to Say, which is
Yes.
$19. Easy, and let's support them, y'all. Let's do everything we can. And it's Mission Road Duo on every social media, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
I wish I had that,
Dang, you're
I
good.
try to be, So I am so glad that y'all have this lame handle on everything, because I tried that and that didn't work. So I got this
Consistency
one, this one,
is
and it's like,
key.
Let me tell you, we got really lucky there because
Yes.
that doesn't normally
That
happen.
never happens. Yeah, unless you have like bookloads of money and just pay off somebody who has them,
Right.
So, because I know a lot of people who've done that. So, yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you all so much for coming on. And I mean it, anytime you want to come back, please do.
All right.
Hopefully, I will meet you in Nashville one day.
Woo-hoo.
But I'm not sure when. So, all right. And when you'll see King, give him a big hug for me because I love him to death just like y'all do.
Will
And
do.
yeah, so. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for listening, and always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.
Bye.